This is Stateside for Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Well, each month we listen to new music from Detroit area artists. This time the theme is anticipation. After some 4 years, three artists are set to release new albums. Here's Cynthia Canty again, speaking with Paul Young, founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, and executive editor Khalid Bhatti.
So we're going to start with somebody who began his music life with classical piano at the University of Michigan School of Music when he was 4 years old. And those days, he was Andrew Wilkes Creer. Today, he is...
Andrew W.K. Yeah, it's hard to believe that this man that we know now as embodying the idea of party rock...
The self-proclaimed king of partying.
Exactly. That he started with such conservatory-like roots. But, I mean, in his teenage years, he did move into playing with some Detroit-based DIY punk and metal bands. And through that, he carved a niche for himself, which is this, like, weird hybrid of metal, pop, and even, like, dance music that kind of parodies and pays tribute to the cheesiest, sleaziest aspects of those styles.
And he does it really, really well.
I have to say
he's really good. So, Paul, tell us about kind of what he's been doing through his career.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew W.K. has become more of a, like, he's kind of this like this brand, this idea, this movement, more than just a musician. And certainly he's a songwriter, you know, a producer, but he's also an author, a columnist. He's appeared in TV shows. He's had radio programs. He's become a motivational speaker and done some pretty serious touring around some big colleges. And then also he's owned a nightclub. So he's kind of all over the place, but he's written for the Village Voice. He's appeared on shows like The Daily Show and Late Night with Conan O'Brien. That might have been the first time I ever saw him on late night TV, just like acting insane. And he's also performed on Saturday Night Live. And I think he writes for Vice right now. He did a column for Front Magazine, just all over the place. But if you follow him on Twitter, like any sort of social media, you can find that he's always dishing out these pieces of advice, and he's always under the guise of partying. So partying can be, you know, the literal sense of going out and celebrating. It can also be putting your nose to the grindstone and studying for the big test. So he dishes out these little nuggets of truth through the lens of keep partying, and it's all about kind of positive energy, and it's just really interesting. He's a totally interesting figure.
And now his sixth full-length album is coming out on March 2nd, entitled You're Not Alone. Let's take a listen to a track, Music is Worth Living For. Newest album got that you really, really like?
Well, I think it's funny because I want to quote Andrew W.K. himself because I think he says it best. It's his first album since 2010, his first full-length release. But in a statement, he said, I'm going for the sound of pure, unadulterated power. Every emotion, every thought, every experience, every sensation, every fear, every joy, every clarity, every confusion, every up, every down, all extruded and concentrated into one thick syrup of super life force feeling and then physically amplified by the celebratory spirit of glorious partying. And I mean, that sort of distills...
Quite a mission statement.
Exactly. All his Zen cones that you read on Twitter, it's all there, but I'm excited to hear what it sounds like on record.
And now we go over to rapper, songwriter, and producer Black Milk.
Yeah, Black Milk... He's a mainstay of Detroit rap. He sort of is continuing the legacy of J. Dilla, He was part of Slum Village. This crisp, loop-heavy production. And he's had quite a storied career, so it's exciting to see what he's going to come up with next.
Paul, tell us about Black Milk's place in Detroit's hip-hop scene.
Yeah, so Khaled alluded to kind of carrying on the legacy of J. Dilla, and that is just like soulful sampling and just like the mastery of the really traditional hip-hop instrumentations. And I think he's evolved, and now you see it in his work, he's using a lot of like live instrumentation, working with Nat Turner and his live band that he tours with. But as far as Detroit is concerned, he's worked with Fat Cat, Guilty Simpson, Slum Village, of course, J. Dilla, Royce da 5'9", Elzai. He even put out a two-sided 7-inch album with Jack White, which is really interesting. But his versatility is just... his instrumentation, everything about him. Hip-hop purists absolutely love him. But he's also able to reach like new generations with this big, awesome live sound. So we're really excited for the new album.
And his first album since 2014 is dropping on February 23rd, Fever. Politically charged?
I mean, you would imagine so, given the climate that we're in and with Black Lives Matter and all this heightened attention toward identity politics. But I think... Black Milk is going to deliver it in a way that doesn't read as polemical, but rather as pure music.
All right, let's hear some of a track called Laugh Now, Cry Later.
Evil remains, world ain't really changed. Moments of feeling anger, next moment you entertain. Laugh through the pain, my nigga. It be those same celebs you seeing the starstruck, same time see them appropriating the conscious. Cry later. The whole world different now. You see my whole world different now. You in the sky, better learn to fly before your spaceship hits the ground. Woo! Tell me who should get the crown. You see, this is what you get for now. I see the whole world different now. You see my whole world different now.
Khaled, how have you heard his sound evolving?
He's a consummate like evolutionary, you know, in terms of how his sound changes with each album. In 2006, he put out his first debut full length, and it happened to be the same year that not only J. Dilla died, but Proof died. And I think that sonic landscape is, you know, he's there filling the void a bit. And I think he doesn't find his footing until a couple years later with Tronic, where he adds synthesizers. And it's music that's equally appropriate for the club or for listening to on your headphones. From there, he started adding the live instrumentation that Paul mentioned. The album is called Album of the Year. It's the same year he suffered another set of setbacks. One of his close friends died, and his manager, Hex Murda, suffered a stroke and was left in a coma. From there, he continued to move on. He did a collaborative EP with Danny Brown, which is called Black and Brown. And then the last two albums have seen him investigate the darker side of soul, No Poison, No Paradise, and If There's a Hell Below. And I think if There's a Hell Below, really nightmarish, and it's really digs deep into, you know, how dark you can get with these classic soul samples. But I'm excited to hear, again, what he's going to pull out with Fever.
And now we turn to someone who needs very little introduction, Detroit-born rocker Jack White. And, Paul, we know Jack White's living in Nashville, has for a while, but remind us again about his Detroit roots.
Yeah, I mean, he grew up in southwest Detroit, not far from Clark Park, and he went to the Holy Redeemer Catholic School right around the corner there. He went to Cass Tech High School, but, you know, also he obviously exploded onto, you know, the international scene. He's got 12 Grammy Awards. He recently sent a record player into space. He's been doing a lot of like kind of whimsical, like kind of almost Willy Wonka type stuff with Third Man Records. They also opened up shop in 2015 in the Cass Corridor. So he is just like, he's exploded and just kind of blown up into this much bigger than a Detroit or a local rocker. Obviously the White Stripes, but the Raconteurs, the Dead Weather. And so he's just kind of all over the place.
And Khaled, what do you see as his influence on music?
It's followed a trajectory where as he's chased his bliss, as he's followed his whims, his influence has sort of waned. But that's sort of natural in the sense that rock music doesn't have the cultural dominance that it does. But back at the turn of the millennium, he really ushered in a new era for rock music alongside other garage rockers, but also, you know, new wave post-punk revivalists like the Strokes or Interpol. And he was looped in with that. I mean, the White Stripes were looped in with that movement. And their sound at the time was very minimal, very precise and sort of bare bones. And as he's progressed, not only with the White Stripes toward the end of that line, as he's chased his bliss with his solo career, he's introduced blues and country and Americana. And I think if there's any influence we've had, it's that sort of pulling from those areas. And I think like bands like the Black Keys, who have been around for a while, benefited from that. And as recent revivals of folk sounds, he could be partly to play for that. But I think you'll see with the next song that he's out there on his own. And in fact, he was quoted lately by saying that, you know, rock music lacks a certain wildness. Hopefully he'll bring it back. We'll see. It's sort of polarizing right now what the reaction is to his latest singles.
Well, and his newest album, Boarding House Reach, drops on March 23rd. Here is a preview.
She commands my respect. She commands my respect. And I can't recollect a better time in my life. She has all my respect. She has all my respect, and I cannot protect my heart from her command.
That's Respect Commander from Jack White's soon-to-be-released album Boarding House Reach. New album means a tour. Jack White has his U.S. and international tour kicking off in Detroit April 19th at Little Caesars Arena, and then he's also going to be at 20 Monroe in Grand Rapids April 21st. Both shows are sold out. What are people in for?
Yeah, so the last time he came around was after his Lazaretto album release. He, in Detroit, for his second night in Detroit, he was at the Masonic Temple, and he performed his longest set, I think, ever up until then. So we're certainly looking forward to him returning. After his last tour, he made a public statement saying that he was going to take a little break from touring. So people are certainly thirsty for him again. And yeah, since then, you know, the Pressing Plant in the Cass Corridor opened up, so he hasn't been out of the spotlight, certainly busy with that endeavor, but I'm really excited to hear him play, obviously, his new stuff, but also being at home, hopefully we'll hear some of his classics as well.
Well, you can learn a lot more about today's featured artist and many more with Detroit Roots by going to DetroitMusicMag.com. Our guides for our excursions into Detroit music, as always, Paul Young, founder and publisher of Detroit Music Magazine, and its executive editor, Khaled Body. Guys, thank you so much. Always fun.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Always a pleasure.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.